You know, Barbara, when we teach about faith, it's one of the most important subjects we could ever take on. And with that in mind, I'd like to pray.
All right. It's a lifetime school. It really is. It's like going to college
and
all your life.
It's tough.
Just to learn about faith. Yes. Well, go ahead, Darren.
Well, Father God, I thank you for your precious word. I thank you that you give us faith to start with, or we wouldn't have any. And that when we need more faith, we can come to you, because you're the giver of all good things, and all good things come out of your hands. And Father God, we don't want to be like those that we read about in Hebrews 4:2, and it says this: "For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard." Father God, we want to hear, and we want to have that faith that we can have, that we can choose to have, mixed with the word of God. Because, Father God, we need to have results here on the earth. So we thank you, Jesus, that you are faith. Mm-hmm. And you teach us faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please you. So we want faith. In yes. Jesus' precious name, we're surge ahead in this teaching on faith. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. It's so important to not only, now we used Abraham as an example because he's such a mighty man of faith. And we talked about him in the last hour. But you know, when you go into the New Testament, when you begin to bridge that Old Testament, New Testament, you realize that most of these books are full of faith scriptures, Darren. And we see in Ephesians 2 where Paul says, "By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." And when you said that about our salvation comes by faith,
right,
but not
exactly.
on our own, God gives us that faith for salvation. So praise God. That's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Well, you know, as we begin this study, I know some of our listeners and our partners are saying, "Well, how do I get more faith?" Well, in Romans 10, 17, it says, "Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ," or the word of God. Now, as you speak the word and as you read the word and meditate the word, your faith will rise. And let me tell you, folks, you probably already know this, but let me reiterate this. If you don't have enough faith, you're not going to get those things that you so desperately need. Mm-hmm. And it's not a put down to say, "I'm in need." And I heard a minister say one time, "Let's all say," and he said to the holy audience, "Help." You know, we need to get on our knees and humble ourselves when we don't have enough faith and say, "God, increase my faith, because I don't have enough to get the job done here. It's not working for me very well."
Yes, that's right. It isn't. And we understand through a simple little scripture, and this happens in Habakkuk chapter 2. And this is one of your favorite verses, Darren. But I'd like to start the very beginning, where Habakkuk is seeing such injustice done by all of these countries around his small little country of Israel. And in fact, the Babylonians were an undisputed power during this time. And they seemed to just run over Israel all the time, invading them, capturing the people. And Habakkuk says, "Is there any justice to this, Lord? Is there anything that we can do?" And here in the second chapter of Habakkuk, Darren, Habakkuk is saying, "I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what God will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved." He got to the point, Darren, where he could do nothing more of himself. He had to rely totally on God. And it's so important here, friends, to know that there is a point when you have done everything you can, and then you say, "Father God, this is yours." And we get our hands off of it and let him do some work. And here he says, "The Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets." That means write it down. Write your vision down. Don't just talk about it. Write it down so you can read it often. "And the one who reads it may run, for the vision is yet for the appointed time." God has perfect timing for your vision to come to pass. It's not you. It's God who has appointed time. "It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail." That's when you trust in God, that he knows what's best. He knows what to do. "Though it tarries, wait for it will certainly come. It will not delay. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him." He's always saying, "I'm going to do it my way." And we have so much of that today, Darren. Self-sufficiency. "I'm going to do it my way. I know what's best for me." But the righteous will live by his faith.
Well, you know, one of the crooners of the past, one of his main songs was, "I Did It My Way."
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when we come to the end of ourselves, that's a great place to be, because we realize that we are so bankrupt in terms of getting things done. And I know this scripture you just read is one of my favorites. You know, record the vision for those who read it may run. Well, we don't use tablets anymore, but we use 3-ring notebooks, and we use journals and that kind of thing. And you know, I write down my vision and the things that I want to accomplish, and then I find a scripture that, if, just suppose, you know, I take it from that standpoint, just suppose the scripture was operative in my life, then I would have my vision accomplished. Mm-hmm. Well, folks, I need to tell you this. You've got to learn to work in the unseen world. You cannot go by sight. Mm-hmm. Sight destroys faith. And you say, well, how does that work? Well, I could show you that in healing. I could show it in finance, show it in a lot of things. And we see people die before their time, actually die. They have to put them in the ground, because they didn't receive the word of God that says, by his stripes you were healed. Well, if you were healed, you was healed, you are healed today.
Then you don't go running after your healing. If you know that from the bottom of your heart, then you don't go around the country running for your healing. You stand on that. Yes,
I
agree.
Here is a point. I was thinking about this yesterday as I was meditating, getting ready for this message. That, you know, we have people that say, well, I'm going to go over there and so-and-so is going to pray for me. Some great evangelist is going to pray for me. Well, they go and they get prayed for, and they come away saying, well, I've got to go somewhere else and have somebody else pray so I can get healed. Mm-hmm. And they never, quote, get healed, because they don't receive the word of God on a given day and say, all right, now I got healed on that day. And then the dogfight comes in fighting symptoms. And, you know, we say in our freedom manual, feelings and symptoms are liars. God's word is truth. But, you know, a preponderance, that's an awful big word. Too many people, let me say it that way, go with what they see and the way they feel as proof of their healing, or the bank account as proof of God's blessing. No, we have to realize and take that ahead of time by faith. And we have to take it in the unseen world as fact. And
yes,
the unseen world has to have more fact in the way we look at things and the value we put on things and what we see.
Well, and it doesn't say faith cometh by seeing.
No, it doesn't.
What you just said at the very beginning here, Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing. And then 2 Corinthians 5:7, Darren says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, not by what we see.
Exactly.
We walk by that spirit. That takes such trust in God. But I'll tell you, that's absolute freedom. We walk into freedom when we really, truly trust in God.
Well, you used a scripture there out of 2 Corinthians 5, and I want to use two more. And 5:17 says, the old is gone. Well, is it gone or isn't it? You know, the old is gone, the new has come, and you become a new creation in Jesus Christ. And then 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, he who knew no sin was made to be sin on your behalf, that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, if we take two things out of that chapter and we say, okay, I'm a brand new creation and I'm righteous, which means that you have the life nature of God, then stop squirreling around with your earth nature, with your natural nature, and say, I've got to change my identity here. When we do that, then the Bible is easier to understand. Then we can walk that faith walk, and we say, I'm a new creation and I'm righteous. And it's not my righteousness, but I had to take both of those by faith.
That's right. We have to take it by faith. And this little verse from Habakkuk 2:4, we find four times in the New Testament. Darren, Paul is such he must have had all of Habakkuk memorized, because he takes that scripture and he not only repeats it in Romans 1:17, but he also repeats it in Galatians 3:11, and he repeats it again in Hebrews 10:38. And we see that again and again and again, this little verse, the righteous one shall live by faith, the righteous one shall live by faith. That's how we live. And you're so right. We've got to step over from the physical, leaning on always by sight, always looking at things and judging them by sight, to living by faith. That's a marvelous. You know, I'm not going to say that's hard anymore. I'm going to just say it's such a supernatural thing that our friends are going to step right into it as they trust in God.
But you know, you quoted half of that verse in Hebrews 10:38. The righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
Yes.
Sometimes we have to say to the Lord, please forgive me. I know I brought displeasure to you because I got back in the flesh. I got back into worry. I got back into doubt and unbelief instead of walking in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, folks, I'm going to tell you, when I'm challenged to not believe, or I'm challenged and maybe I'm just tired, and that's not a good time to try to fight the battle, I try to go back to the basis.